A couple of preparatory remarks this morning.
在开始之前，我有一些话跟大家分享。
And the first one is coming in a form of a question. How many of you remember what I preached when I was here in June?
我第一个问题是说，你们当中有谁还记得我在6月份讲道所讲的是什么？
Again, as a preacher, we're used to that kind of thing. It's hard to remember, but I encourage you each week when you gather together to listen to the Word of God to make a note to yourself.
我作为一个传道的人，我很理解哈，有的时候是很难把每一次听得到都记得很清楚。我鼓励大家，当在听到的时候，你可以做一点笔记。
The first thing write down is what did I really understand most about this? What should I do?
第一件我希望你们能够写下来的就是，我从这里面理解到了些什么，我能够怎样行呢？
And the second thing is, what specifically am I going to do because I heard that sermon?
第二件事情就是因为我听了这篇讲道，我能够具体的、很切确的去做哪些事情呢？
And the third thing you should write down is, who am I going to tell about that?
第三件事情就是，你可以把你所听到的道跟谁分享呢？
And that's the essence of what I'm going to be talking about today.
这就是我今天所要讲到的，内容的主旨。
Second thing is, how many of you remember what I preached 6 years ago this Sunday?
第二件我想问大家第二个问题，有谁还记得6年前我曾经跟大家讲的道？
The only reason that I remember is because as I was going back praying about what to preach today, I came across this sermon.
我自己能够记得，是因为我在为今天讲道预备祷告的时候，我就是看到了我这以前的讲道。
And I thought, number one is this ties in well with what I preached last time I was here.
我今天要讲的这个道，第一就是因为它与我上次6月份所讲的道是可以衔接的。
And number two is, if you remember this, I'm going to be very impressed.
第二件事，如果你还记得我6年前所讲的这篇道，我会对你非常印象深刻。
In June, when I was here, I preached about discipleship.
在6月份我所讲的是门徒训练。
I preached about the fact that that is the primary calling that we have as God's people.
我提到说，这就是我们每一个人是神在我们每一个人身上的呼召，就是要做门徒。
We are called, according to the Great Commission, to make disciples of all the nations.
我们是被神所呼召，要在万民中做为主就是做门徒。
And I'm not going to go back and preach that whole sermon again.
我当然不会再回去重讲这篇道。
I think it was recorded, so if you want to go back and listen to it, you probably can.
我相信我6月份的讲到，这个都有录音。你如果想听的话，你可以回到教会的网页上去听。
But what I want to do this morning is I want to look at what Paul has to say from this passage in Timothy about what it means to make disciples.
今天我所要讲的就是，我们来看看保罗，对于这个，他的理解，对于如何，这个，训练门徒。
He's going to tell us how we should do that.
而且他会告诉我们，我们应该如何行。
He's going to give us pictures to help us to better understand what it means for me as an individual, for each of you, to actually be a disciple maker.
而且保罗还给我们三个很清晰的图像图片，让我们能够明白，我们每一个人应该在这个为主做门徒当中所应当做的事，我们应该有的有的特质。
And he's also going to tell us how, in terms of power, we're going to be able to accomplish that.
同时，保罗也告诉我们，是关于我们所能够怎么样能有这个力量来去做主所呼召我们的，要为主做门徒。
So let's go to the next slide. What is it that makes a church a success?
让我们来看看这个图像。今天的主题是什么使教会成功呢？
Now, I've traveled a fair amount in Europe.
我在欧洲去过很多地方。
I did my doctorate in Scotland. My doctorate, my PhD.
我在读博士学位的时候是在苏格兰。
I've been in many of these beautiful churches that you see, like this building here.
我曾经去参观过许多非常美丽宏伟的教堂建筑，就像你们在荧幕上所看到的这个。
Many of these churches are older than 500 years old.
这些教堂建筑可能500年历史以上。
They're a monument to the building skills and the art and the commitment that people had to see God glorified through their work.
他们真的是用很多聪明、很多艺术来建造这个教堂，是希望人们能够看到神的威严。
I mean, the idea behind them when they were built was that when people would walk in, they would feel like they were in heaven. They when they walk into the church, they would feel like they'd entered heaven.
这些建筑在建造的时候有一个目的，就是当人们走进这个教堂的时候，他们能够感受到好像他们就在天堂一样。
And sometimes you feel like that when the lights are on, like in this picture.
有的时候你的确会有这样类似的感受，尤其是当灯光都点亮的时候，就像这个图片。
But unfortunately, the only people you see in these churches these days, for the most part, are tourists.
很可惜的，在今天我们在这些教呃呃这些这些教呃教堂里面，我们看到最多的可能就是观光客。
So a big building does not mean success.
所以，教堂一个很宏伟的建筑，并不代表成功。
Next slide, please.
下一个，
Okay, this is Little Creek Church in Chicago.
这是芝加哥的柳溪教会。
And it is a full church. It's full of people.
这是一个这个高朋满座的教会。
It's a little on the ugly side. The church building is kind of ugly.
这个教会的建筑好像并不是那么宏伟啊，并不是很美观。
I forget how many thousand people each week attend this church.
每个主日都有数千计的人来这里来出席聚会。
So, are they successful?
这是不是一个成功的教会呢？
Well, if I would think that if there was a church with thousands of people, that the entire city of Chicago would be converted by now. If the church is full of people who are committed Christians, they should have converted the whole city.
如果这个教会里面充满了很有使命感，这个有委身的基督徒的话，有几千个这样的基督徒的话，那整个芝加哥市区的人都应该已经悔改信主了。
But I don't think Chicago has been converted yet.
然而，我认为情形并不是如此，芝加哥并没有所有的人都信主。
I think you can have a building that's full of people that really are not doing what God has called them to do.
我们很可能会有这样的情形，即使是有一个教会的建筑，里面充满了人群，但是他们并没有真正去做神所要我们去做的事。
So just because you fill a sanctuary with lots of people doesn't necessarily make it a success.
所以，即使是礼拜堂崇拜当中，座无虚席，充满了人，但是这并不代表一个教会的成功。
Next slide, please. Oh, there's one missing. That's okay. I'm going to just say one of the questions that I ask my students over the years when we first begin to meet together is, what are you going to be doing 10 years from now?
在过去的长久的时间里，我每一次遇到我的学生们啊，我们第一次在一起聚会的时候，我都会问他们：10年之后你会做什么？
And their focus is always on the idea that I am going to be a doctor, or I am going to be an engineer, or I'm going to be a housewife.
然而，他们的回答几乎总是这样，专注在于职业，比如说我要成为一个医生啊，我要成为一个工程师，甚至说我要成为家庭主妇。
But again, going back to my sermon in June, what we're supposed to be doing 10 years from now, as well as today, is making disciples.
就接着我上次6月份讲到所说的，我们。10年以后要做什么？其实是应该要要呃 是与这个有关的，就是我们是不是能够为主做建造门徒。
So Paul is going to tell us in this passage that my sister will read here in just a moment, how Paul expects, how God, through Paul, expects us to work this idea of making disciples.
今天这一段经文当中，保罗就告诉我们，神是如何希望我们为他建造门徒。
So we'll look at the plan, at the pictures, and at the power.
所以我们要来看一看这有三方面是关于计划、图像还有力量。
And I would like to actually go back to the scripture. I would like to have that read one more time. Would you read that, please?
OK，我想大家可以跟我一起再来读一下哈。我这个是新译版的，刚刚我们读的是和合版《提摩太后书》2章1到7节。所以，我儿啊，你当在基督耶稣的恩典里刚强起来，又应当把你在许多见证人面前从我这里听见的，交托给那些又忠心又能教导别人的人。你应当和我同受磨难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。当兵的人不让事物缠身，为要使那招兵的人欢喜。竞赛的人若不遵守规则，就不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫理当先尝果实。你要想想我的话，因为凡事主必给你领悟力。
Okay, the plan. First slide, next slide, please. Before we want to jump in to see what Paul says, let's think about what Jesus' method of ministry was.
首先我们来看一看这个耶稣服侍的方法。
Jesus' primary purpose for coming was to die for the forgiveness of our sins.
耶稣来到这个世上，他的主要目的就是要为了世人的罪而死在十字架上。
But Jesus had a plan in order for that message of the good news to go to all the world.
然而，耶稣也有一个计划，好让这个福音好消息能够传达到世界各地。
And messages is basically the idea behind it is that he was going to teach people who would teach people who would teach people.
所以他的计划就是说，他要教导人，这些人能够把这个好信息又教导给别人，领受的人又再教导给别人。
Jesus spoke to multitudes, large crowds of people.
耶稣常常跟许多的群众讲道。
But by the time we get to John chapter 6, Jesus said some things they didn't like to hear, and everybody went away.
然而，我们在约翰福音第6章里面会看到，当耶稣讲了一些人不爱听的话，他们就这些群众就很多就离开他了。
So it wasn't just a matter of teaching large groups of people that Jesus was focusing on.
所以，我们的主耶稣基督他并没有集中他的精力，没有把他的目标放在这个广大的教导广大的群众身上。
So he focused on a smaller group of people as well.
一方面跟群众讲到，同时耶稣也是他是跟一个比较小的一个群体来教导，
And that were the 12 apostles.
就是他的12位门徒。
It's interesting that at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, he said, when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain and he sat down, and his disciples, the 12, came to him.
很有意思的是，在马太福音第5章里面，当耶稣在山顶跟群众讲天国的福音的时候，是先跟群众讲，后来这个12位门徒才来到他面前。
So while he was still teaching lots of people, he was focusing on a very narrow slice of those people that would continue to pass it along.
耶稣一方面来教导广大的群众。同时，他是集中心力来教导这个12位门徒，让他们能够把他的天国的福音讯息能够继续的传递下去。
But it wasn't just the 12 that Jesus worked with. He had an even smaller group that he poured even more effort into.
然而，耶稣并不只是特别专注在这12位门徒身上，在这12位当中。 又有一个更小的一个群体，就是有三位，耶稣是倾注了更多的心力来教导。
That focus was on Peter and James and John.
耶稣更把精力更多的精力放在彼得、雅各和约翰身上。
They were with him when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead.
这三位与耶稣同在，当耶稣把雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
They were with him on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus met with Elijah and Moses before his death.
当耶稣在登山变相的时候，与先知跟摩西还有那个以利亚，这个在他受上十字架前啊，耶稣登山变相的时候，这三位使徒门徒也是与耶稣同在的。
And while the multitudes were important to Jesus and the 12 were important to Jesus, it was those three that really began to get things going after the resurrection.
虽然群众是很重要的，12位门徒也是很重要的，对耶稣来说，彼得、雅各、约翰这三位，却是真正在耶稣死里复活以后，能够把这个事工福音推动的三位。
And so from the time after the resurrection until the fourth century, the church grew from a very small group to basically having a significant effect on the entire Roman Empire.
所以是从耶稣复活以后，一直到第4世纪 （fourth century），
Yeah.
到第四，主要的就是这一些小群的少数的，能够把这个福音给推动。
So, how did Paul then understand what Jesus did?
所以我们看到，这个保罗是对耶稣的服事，是有什么样的理解呢？
Next slide, please. Paul thought in the same manner that Jesus did.
保罗也就是遵照耶稣的服事方法来做的。
Paul also spoke to great crowds of people.
保罗也是向许多群众讲道。
And Paul had a small traveling band that went with him.
保罗旅行布道的时候，也有一些人跟随他。
But Paul focused primarily on the one he called in this passage his son.
然而，保罗真正完全集中心力的是在这段经文里面所提及，也就是他属灵的儿子
Now, Timothy was not his literal son.
提摩太。提摩太并不是他的血缘上的孩子。
But the relationship was really close, really strong.
然而，保罗跟提摩太的关心是非常密切的。
Paul poured his life and his teachings into Timothy.
保罗把他的生命、他的教导，完全都倾注在提摩太身上。
But Paul wasn't thinking just about Timothy, he was thinking in terms of four generations.
然而，保罗并不是只看重提摩太，他是想到4代人。
Paul says to Timothy, the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also teach others.
保罗对提摩太说：“你从我所听见的教训，你在许多见证人面前听，从我这里所听见的，你要交托给那些又忠心又能够教导别人的人。
First generation was Paul himself.
所谓的4代，第一代就是保罗他自己。
So making disciples means that we have to continue to grow in our relationship with Christ ourselves.
什么叫做建造门徒训练呢？就是说，我们要跟这些门徒之间，跟我们门徒要跟耶稣基督有一个很亲密的关系。
We can never grow broad unless first we go deep.
我们如果不向下扎根，就是个在关系上深耕建造的话，我们不可能是向外发展的很广阔的。
And then Paul focused on the second generation, which was Timothy.
保罗又把注意力放在第二代人，就是提摩太。
And just like physically, we pass along our physical traits to our children, spiritually, Paul was passing along everything that he knew about Jesus to his spiritual son.
就像我们把我们生理上的特质都遗传给我们的孩子，同样的保罗把属灵的特质，他所领受的啊，这些真理都传给这个他的属灵的儿子提摩太。
But he didn't want Timothy to stop there. He says, entrust these things I taught you to reliable or faithful men.
然而，保罗并不希望提摩太就仅此而已。他劝勉提摩太，要把提摩太从他所领受的这些教训，也能够交托给有忠心的人。
But he was thinking even beyond that because he said, who will be able to teach others also?
而且不止如此，保罗还想到更下一步，就是说这些提摩太所教导的有忠心的人，这些人也能够把教导传给别人。
I just got back from California.
我刚从加州回来。
My baby, my son, who is now 27, he and his wife just had a baby.
我27岁的儿子跟他的太太刚得到一个小宝宝。
She is the most beautiful child that was ever born.
这可能是我认为是世界上最美的，生下来最美的小婴孩。
I'm now up to four grandchildren. Four
我
grandchildren.
现在有4个孙子孙女。
And I love them and I love my children both.
我喜欢他们，我喜欢我的孩子，也喜欢我的孙子孙女们。
And since before they were born, I prayed for my children.
在他们出生之前，我就为我的孩子祷告。
And I also prayed for my grandchildren before they were born.
同样的，我也为我的孙子孙女在他们出生之前为他们祷告。
And I continue to pray for my great grandchildren that I may never see.
我也继续的要为我的曾孙曾女他们来祷告，虽然我可能不会看到他们。
And we should do the same thing spiritually.
同样的，我们在属灵的事情上也应该如此行。
We should be praying that God would bring us spiritual children.
我们应该祷告，求神赐给我们属灵的儿女。
And those spiritual children may be your physical children to start with because you want to pour your life into them.
我们的属灵的孩子，可能就是从我们自己的亲生的孩子开始，因为我们都是把我们的心力完全的倾注在他们身上。
But we need to continue to pray beyond that generation to the next and the next and the next.
然而，我们为我们的孩子祷告，我们也可以更进一步的为他们的孩子祷告，以及下一代、下一代。
Next slide, please. I want you to think about why Jesus and why Paul thought this was a good model.
我想谈论一下为什么，这是一个很好的模式。保罗，这个是个很好的模式。
Because things grow more significantly if we multiply them rather than just add.
因为，一切的事情都会增长更多。如果我们是用乘法，而不是用加法。
I saw this illustration. I thought it was a good start to this concept.
我想这一段的解释可以帮助大家有这个概念。
Our hearts beat 31.536 million beats in a year.
我们的心跳一年要跳动3,153,600次。
If I could grab one person and drag them into the kingdom of God every time my heart beat, it would take me 190 years to reach all the people in the world and bring them in.
如果我们心脏每跳动一下，我们就能够抓一个人进天国，把他拖进去，那么我们需要190多年的时间，才能够把当今世界上每一个人都拖进天国。
So it can't be a one-person operation.
所以这不可能是一个人的工作。
It has to be thought of in a larger way.
我们必须要从一个更广阔的角度来想。
Next slide, please. Okay. Now, if each one of us would take one person and pour our lives into them for 1 year, at the end of a year, how many disciples would we have?
如果我们每一个人都能够找到一位基督徒，我们把我们的心力都浇灌在他身上，我们这样子做门徒训练一年，那到年这一年结束的时候，有几个门徒呢？
Two.
2位。
If I went out and I led one person to Christ every month for a year, how many would I have at the end of one year?
如果我每个月都出去，传福，应找，让一个人信主的话，那一年我能够增加，我能
I'd
会有
have
多少
12.
基督徒？有12位，
I'd have 12.
我就会，就是我有12位人信主。
But they'd only be converts. They wouldn't necessarily be mature.
然而，刚信主的人，他们不一定会继续成长成熟，他们只是悔改信主而已。
And for the first few years, it looks like the multiplication isn't really multiplying very much.
我们看这个图表啊，前面几年看起来似乎这个乘法的方式增长的，跟那个加法的并没有，好像没有说很显著的增加很多。
So if we had started this 6 years ago when I first started preaching this sermon, that means that each one of us would have 64 disciples as opposed to having led 72 people to Christ.
当我第一次讲这个道的时候，我们来看。在第6年，如果照我刚刚讲的情形去，传福音或跟带领门徒，你就会到第6年结束的时候，64位门徒，有72位人信主。
But that's if only one person in the church was doing it. Let's say there are 20 people in the church that are doing this for 6 years. How many would we have?
这个例子只是说一个人在这样做，为主做门徒传福音。如果一个教会有20位信徒都是这样做，那我们会得到多少人呢？
So we would have 1,400 if we just added one a month, but we would have what's 64 times 12? I can't go. It would be a much it would be about the same number, but the next year it explodes.
所以大家数学很好，可以算一算。我就不方便，你们乘以20的话，在第6年的时候啊，用这个方法。但是，好像那个数字也不是很惊人。但是到了第7年的时候，那个数字就是显著的增加许多。
And if you multiply that out to 34 years, we have been able to reach and disciple more than the entire population of the planet.
如果我们一直持续这样做，到第34年的时候，我们所嗯嗯呃呃所能够带领的门徒，这个总数字就已经远超过世界上所有的人口了。
So you get an idea that Jesus' idea of multiplying, rather than just adding and going deep into a person's life, really isn't the most effective way to reach people for Jesus.
所以这个重点，这个概念就是照耶稣带领门徒的方法，我们真的是就是说要注重这个，我们要把是不是生命倾注在我们所要带领的门徒身上，让这个关系是根深蒂固，跟耶稣的关系也是根深蒂固的，这样子就是一个乘法的增加是远超过加法的增加。
Next slide, please. Let's make this a little more realistic. Look at the little in the bottom right-hand corner. If each disciple made six disciples in their lifetime, it would only take 13 generations to reach the entire planet.
好，让我们来比较，怎么讲？比较务实一点的来看，如果每一位基督徒、每一个门徒在他的一生当中能够培养出6个门徒的话，那只要到第13代的时候，我们就可以接触到世界上所有的人口。
So just you don't have to think in terms of I have to do all this stuff myself. If just over my entire life I only reach and train up six people, it can have an incredible impact for the kingdom of God on this planet.
我们不要想到说，哎呀，我们要做这许多啊，其实我们只要倾注我们的生命跟我们的心力在一生当中，在6个人身上，6个信徒身上，这样子我们就对于天国的扩展是有非常实质的帮助。
Now, Paul, next slide, please. Paul gives us three real sh brief things that we need to do to make disciples.
保罗告诉我们3件事，我们在这个带领门徒、训练门徒上要做的。
We need to teach.
第一，我们需要教导。
Paul says, the things you have heard from me. And it's, yeah, go ahead.
保罗说，就是教导什么，就是你从我所听见的，就是我所教训你们的。
So if after this Sunday is over and you take what you learn in the sermon, or you take it what you learn from Sunday school, and you tell one person, you are beginning to do what Paul calls us to do. You're teaching.
所以当主日崇拜结束以后，你如果把你在这个讲道中所领受的、所听到的，然后告诉一个人，那你就已经在做保罗叫我们做的事了。
But it doesn't stop with teaching. It goes on further to training, helping people actually do it.
但是并不是只是这样子，教导就算数了，而是我们要继续的要训练，就是说要让大家能够真的这样去做。
So Paul didn't sit down just with Timothy by himself. He took Timothy with him when he was doing things and showed him how to do it in the presence of many witnesses.
所以保罗一直带领提摩太，在他传道，就是他服事当中，都带着提摩太，让他能够看见他是怎样做的，在许多的见证人面前。So
you teach, you train, and then you just continue to do it.
所以我们就是必须要教导，必须要训练，然后第三点呢，就是持续不断的这样子的来实践，来这样做。So
pass it along.
就是要把这个传递下去。
Okay, so that's the plan. The pictures are fairly clear. We'll go through those quickly.
所以以上讲的就是一个计划，就是也是主耶稣服事的方法。接下来我们要讲的是图片，我们可以很快的过去。The
first picture is that of a soldier.
第一个图片就是一位士兵。Paul
says, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
保罗说，你要跟我一起来承受苦难，就好像是一个耶稣基督的精兵。
He's telling Timothy that this is not going to necessarily be easy.
他告诉提摩太说，这个工作并不一定是很容易的，
It's going to take time.
要花很多时间的，
It's going to take effort.
要花很多努力的。
It may even involve some persecution at some point.
甚至在某些时候会带来迫害。
Paul tells Timothy in First Timothy, I believe he says, those who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
保罗在提摩太前书就已经告诉提摩太，凡是要在耶稣基督里敬虔过日的人，必然会受到迫害。
So we need to prepare ourselves as soldiers prepare themselves to follow their commander's orders and go into battle.
所以我们要怎么样如何预备自己呢？就像士兵来，预备征战一样，就是要遵守军纪，要听从这个指挥的命令。
The second picture is that of an athlete.
第二个图像就是一个运动员。
Says, suffer hardship with me, but he talks about the fact that the athlete has to prepare by certain rules.
保罗在这里说，你们要跟我一起承受磨练苦难，哈。那他也说，他也提及到，运动员一定这个在场上竞技，一定要遵守一些规则。
An athlete is a picture of self-discipline.
运动员的形象就是提醒我们要有自律。
If you want to live a long time physically, you probably should be exercising once in a while, right?
你如果这个很长寿的话，你一定是经常有运动，对不对？
But Paul says that if you want to win the prize, if you want the crown of the victor at the Olympic Games, you've got to really compete according to training rules.
然而保罗说，你如果要赢得这个荣耀的冠冕，你必须按照竞技的规则来训练自己。
And that's what a disciple does. He teaches his young disciples to compete according to the rules.
这也就是门徒要教导下一代的门徒要按照规则来比赛，来竞技。
His third picture is that of a farmer.
第三个图片就是一位农夫。
Now, I grew up working on a farm.
我是在农场上长大的。
And I watch how farmers work today.
我看到今天的农夫是怎样工作。
It was a lot harder 50 years ago.
50年前的农夫工作要比这个辛劳多了。
You walked fields, you lifted bales of hay. It was just hard, sweat-worthy work.
以前的农夫没有那么多工具，都要锄土啊什么的，是汗流浃背。
I have a friend who, when he's on his tractor, it's run by GPS, and all he has to do is turn it around at the end of the field.
我有一位朋友经营农场，他有一个拖拉机，他所要做的就是这个拖拉机是用那个导航器来控制的，他只要转那个方向盘就好了。
It's got an air-conditioned cab.
甚至他在拖拉机里面还有空调。
And he writes poetry while he's waiting to turn ta the tractor around.
他在这个等拖拉机自己在这边，这个转方向啊，他就在里面写他的诗。
Now, don't get me wrong, it's still hard work being a farmer.
这可能是一些误导的印象。其实要成为一个农夫的工作，实在还是很辛苦的。
But Paul does not have that in mind. He has the old way in mind when he says this.
我们知道保罗所提的农夫，他心里所想象的就是在当时这些农夫的劳力辛苦的工作。
Next slide, please. Yeah, the picture of suffering hardship with Paul is something we have a hard time understanding.
在这些图像啊，其实是表达保罗所承受的一些苦难，有的时候我们很难想象这些苦难。
Next week is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Next Sunday.
下个礼拜天就是一个基督徒这个全球祷告，要来纪念那些受因信仰受迫害的人，要为他们祷告。
And I'm not going to go through all these illustrations that I've put here now for lack of time, but in all of these countries, in Iran and Nigeria and Indonesia and Pakistan and China, there's a tremendous amount of persecution of Christians.
在这里我列出来了一些例子，他们基督徒受到迫害，我就不一一详细解说。但是在我们知道，在伊朗、在奈及利亚、在印度尼西亚、在巴基斯坦、在中国，都有很多基督徒受到严重的迫害，因为他们的信仰。
And yet, where is the church growing the fastest in the world?
在这世界上，哪些地方的教会增长最快呢？
It's growing the fastest in China and in India and in places where the church is under intense pressure to give up Jesus.
其实在世界各地，这个教会成长增加最快的地方是中国和印度，这两个地方都是那其实基督徒是受到很大的压力的，迫害的。
So we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in these places.
所以我们需要为这些地方的基督徒来祷告。
But we also need to make sure that we are taking the opportunities that we have with this freedom in this country to make disciples now and to be prepared in case that should happen to come to us one day.
所以，同时我们也要把握我们所有的优势，来好好的来带领门徒、训练门徒。我们要预备，也许有一天这些迫害也会临到我们身上。
So we've talked about both the plan and the pictures. We're going to talk about just briefly about the power this morning as well.
我们已经谈过了这个计划，还有一些图像。现在我们来看一看能力、力量。
Before Paul tells Timothy that he is to be, you know, reproducing his life, he starts out by saying, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
在保罗告诉提摩太要把这个棒子信息福音好消息一代代传下去之前，他先告诉他先提醒提摩太，你自己要在耶稣基督的恩典中刚强。
God never sends us out to do something for his kingdom's sake without first equipping us for that task.
神从来不会在差遣我们去为他的天国努力做工的之前没有装备我们。
Paul says, when he says be strong, he's using a Greek word that is called dunamis.
保罗在勉励提摩太要刚强的时候，这刚强这个字在希腊文里面是 dunamis。
And dunamis translates into English as dynamite.
这个希腊字啊，在英文是翻译成为炸药，
It has this idea of explosive power.
所以这个炸药，大家一想到炸药，就会想到这个是有一个爆炸性的能力。
And he's saying to Timothy, God is giving you this explosive power to accomplish his purposes.
保罗在告诉提摩太说，神会给你这种具有爆炸性的能力、影响力。
But it's not explosive, uncontrolled like dynamite.
然而，这个并不是说好像炸药、火药不能控制的那种
It's
力量。
more like the picture of nuclear power.
其实，这个意思是比较像核能的能量。
So if you go down to Clinton, Illinois, you're going to see something that looks very similar to this other picture up here, this big cooling tower, and it's putting out thousands of megawatts of power
如果你们到伊利诺的什么，Clinton，
in Clinton.
在这个克林顿那个城市，你就会看到这个发电。
And the core that's used in these reactors is really very small.
我们知道引发这个很大，能够产生很大的能量，它的那个核心是非常小的。
But it supplies power for millions of people.
但是这个发电厂能够提供上一呃一数以百万计人呃呃呃这个电力所需。
And the power that God gives us is even smaller.
神所给我们的能力可能比是更小的。
It's his grace.
其实是神的恩典。
It's his gift to us in order to draw us close to him and to send us into the world.
神给我们恩典，是让我们能够来到他的面前，然后神就能够差遣我们到这个世界上。
I'd like to skip the next two slides and go to the one that has a big question mark on it. One more.
结论。
There we go. So I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to get to the application here. Paul says at the end of this passage, he says, "Consider what I say, and the Lord will give you understanding in everything."
我希望我们有足够的时间来讨论到应用哈。保罗说，你要想想我的话，因为凡事主必给你领悟力。
Paul wanted Timothy to think about this. He didn't want him to just go off without, any kind of contemplation. Just think about this a little bit. How are you going to do it?
保罗希望提摩太能够深深的去好好的想一想，你要如何来做。他并不是希望提摩太只是听了就算了，无所事事。
The people that I have poured my life into over the years, I ask them that question all the time. What are you going to do 10 years from now?
在我生命中，我所遇到的人，我总是爱问他们这个问题：10年之后，你将会做什么？
They're really smart people because after about the third time I ask them, they say, I'm going to be making disciples.
因为他们都是很聪明的人啊，他们觉得等我问他们这个问题第三次的时候，他们就会回答说："我会为主做门徒，训练门徒。
But it's not a matter of me just telling them, it's a matter of me helping them and me getting them to actually see how to do these things and to remind them.
”其实并不是我只要这样告诉他们就算了，而更重要的是，我要帮助他们，让他们知道如何来这样做。
And so I'll ask you as individuals and as a church, what are you going to be doing 10 years from now?
所以我会为每一个个人，还有每一个教会，10年以后你们将会做什么？
The goal is not a big, beautiful building, although this is really a nice sanctuary.
然后我们知道这个目标并不是说要建造一个美丽的教堂，感谢主，我们教堂是很不错、很舒服的。
And while it would be nice to have every single chair in here full with people standing outside listening through the windows, that's not even the goal.
我们的目标也不是说让教会里每一个座位都坐得满满的，甚至窗外也有人站在那边想要参加崇拜，这并不是我们的目标。
Next slide, please. Oops, there we go. So the idea that we want to go take with us today is that when we leave here, we should begin to think about how we can make reproducing disciples that will continue wherever they are. To make more disciples.
所以，我们今天完到这篇道的时候，你应该得到这样的概念：我们应该要怎么样去做，能够 能够带领门徒为主建造门徒，而且这些门徒以后也能够继续的去带领新的门徒，一直这样持续下去。
It may start with, an older brother or sister helping a younger brother or sister that's already here begin to figure out how to do this.
我们可以从这里开始，就是比较年长资深的弟兄姐妹，可以帮助年轻的资浅的弟兄姐妹。
But if you are walking with Jesus and being strong in his grace, he will make sure that it happens.
如果你是真的是在耶稣基督里生根建造，你是可以这样做的。
Amen.
Amen.